This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Thursday that a third evacuation operation is underway to assist civilians in Ukraine's southern city of Mariupol and the Azovstal steel plant. Guterres said 101 civilians from inside Azovstal and around 400 others from nearby areas were evacuated earlier in the week by a joint UN and Red Cross team. The UN chief met President Vladimir Putin in Moscow April 26th, during the meeting, and then he traveled to Kyiv to see President Volodymyr Zelensky on April 28th. During his meeting in Moscow, the Russian president agreed to allow some evacuations from the besieged southern city of Mariupol and the mammoth steel plant, where hundreds of civilians have been sheltering throughout the 10-week war. Russia has announced the expulsion of seven people from the Danish embassy in Moscow in response to a similar move announced by Copenhagen 4 weeks ago. The foreign ministry said they must leave the country within 2 weeks. The move comes exactly 1 month after Denmark expelled 15 employees from the Russian embassy, accusing them of being intelligence agents. Denmark said it wanted to send a clear signal to Moscow that Denmark will not accept that Russian intelligence officers are spying, in its words, on Danish soil. Hundreds of European nations and other Western allies have expelled Russian diplomats and embassy staff members since Moscow launched its unprovoked invasion of Ukraine February 24th. And U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday named Karine Jean-Pierre as the next White House press secretary. She'll be the first black woman to hold the